There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Man, I'll tell you, G, you read some of the stuff coming out of the election stuff last night, man. You know, the people that are in the political arena, the people that are in the just the day in and day out grind of fighting with each other.
Oh, yeah.
It is ugly, man.
Yeah. Don't love to see that, really, the ugliness. I know that people are happy, but when you get that, you read me a couple of posts on X of people who are gloating and really sending some
you talk about blowtorch
the other way.
Right, you talk about blowtorching people. Oh, my God. Lenny Dykstra.
Well, Lenny, yeah.
Ripping into Van Jones.
Wait, you can tweet from prison?
I guess you can. I don't know.
Man, Lenny Dykstra. It's Boomer and Geo coming to you live for the Built Ford Tough studio. This is a day I think that I watched so much of the coverage and stared at my phone so much yesterday over everything that was going on. Like, I don't know if I'm going to continue to do that today. I mean, I think I'll do a little bit of it, but it's just like it's a lot. You know what I'm saying?
I think
we know what happened. So
I think one of the funniest things I saw last night was on CNN where the guy's talking to Jake Tapper and he's trying to figure out where Kamala Harris has actually outperformed Joe Biden in the previous election.
Yeah. Yeah. It's
And they throw up the screen and there's not one county, nowhere
just,
in the country.
It's just gray. Yeah.
It's just gray. There's no blue, nothing.
So the guy, I think it's John King. Is that the guy's name?
Yeah, that's who it is. Yeah.
So John King is doing the map thing and Jake Tapper asks, he's like, show me some counties where Kamala Harris is over or outperforming Joe Biden in 2020. He's like, all right, so you asked that question here. Let's do that. He hits the button and the whole country goes gray. And then Jake Tapper goes, holy smokes. And he goes, literally nothing? And he goes, yeah, not. He goes, literally not one county? And he goes, no, not one county.
No, oh, my gosh.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my wild gosh. Blueberry. Oh, my gosh.
I mean, I guess they were all voting for the fascist and all this other crap. Oh, my God.
Yeah, incendiary language.
Oh.
Was at its highest, for sure.
Yeah.
All right. So we heard a little bit of Brian Cashman with Jerry Recco's update, last update. And, you know, this is something that we have talked about ever since we have done the show together.
Brian Cashman sucks.
Back in, no, it's not what I was going to say. Back at the 2018 is, of all the off seasons in pro sports, the worst is the baseball offseason.
Oh, God, yes.
And it is mind-numbing. It is like pulling teeth. So you've got a lot of reasons why. And think about the difference right now between NFL free agency and baseball free agency. And a lot of this, and even NBA free agency, by the way.
Well, they have tampering periods for the NFL.
Right, which is essentially them opening up free agency. Like, yes. It's like they call that, but it's really the beginning of free agency. And I think when we talk about popularity of sports today, I think the offseason and keeping the news cycle churning is a big reason, another big reason why baseball is falling back a little bit. Because when that tampering period starts in the NFL, it's bang, 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 players flying around, going crazy. NBA, July 1st, bang, 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 Woj bomb, Shams, bah. Baseball, it's like, Brian Cashman, GM meeting, free agency starts. And then you wait and you wait. And then you get guys like Bob Nightingale, who don't know his ass from his elbow, putting stuff out there. John Heyman saying stuff like Arson Judge appears to go to San Francisco. There isn't, I mean, Jeff Passan is the best of the bunch. And he kind of came out of this thing with ESPN and the machine that they have has become a good insider. But some of these other guys, it's an atrocity. And because things move so slow in baseball, these insiders and these columnists have pressure on them because the baseball offseason and not as much is going on, that they got to put stuff out there. So any little morsel of anything gets thrown out there that is not even halfway true.
You know what? I mean, I think what happens is these guys end up talking to the agents. Because I don't think the GMs really, I mean, they'll talk to them, but I don't think they're going to give them really any insight as to how much they're willing to go. And I think the agents use these insiders to move the needle one way or the other.
Yeah.
That's what I think. And I think, I don't even know if they recognize that they are being used.
I'm sure they do, but they're also happy to put something out there and know that they got it at least from some sort of source, because there's just, it's dead. It's the doldrums for weeks.
They have to do it. That's why they get paid, right? That's why they're there.
Yeah.
So yeah, I don't pay any attention to it. I think if I were David Stearns or Brian Cashman and I wanted either, I'd go to Juan Soto and say, here's what we're willing to give you right now. Do you want it? No, then I would have to turn my attention to other places to make sure that I shored up my team in lieu of losing him. And I do believe there's always going to be that one team. There's going to be that one team out there, and this is why baseball players love getting the free agency. And maybe in the last couple of years it hasn't been the case as much, but I think there's going to be one team out there that's going to go all in over the top, and he's going to end up signing one.
Yeah, and I still think that, for me, the San Francisco Giants just sound like that team. Now, I know that the Mets and Yankees are going to make big offers. I'm not saying that they're not. I just think that if someone's going to do the really stupid thing because they got to get the player, it would be the Giants. And for the reasons that I discussed, as far as they've got two teams in that division in their own state, no less, that have got big stars, big names, and have made it to the playoffs now consistently, one being a World Series champion and one of their biggest rivals in the LA Dodgers. They missed out on Aaron Judge. They missed out on Carlos Correa and that whole nonsense.
Just so you know, the top tax rate in California for these players is 14.4%.
Right, but that's why when we talked about the Ohtani contract,
you got to defer.
Set the precedent and be able to do that to get guys there, and then they're not really messing with their money too much from a tax standpoint. So now you've got, you know, McCovey Cove, you got the splash hits, you got nothing that's been there with the Giants since, you know, the championship teams. It's been which was a great run by them, but they really have been down since then. Well, actually, I shouldn't say that. One Gabe Kapler year, they were really good, but then flamed out in the playoffs at the best regular season record. They need a star. They desperately need a star in that market. So it's that would be the team I could see going crazy. I do think that there's a limit, like with Steve Cohen. I really don't think he's going to, as competitive as he is, I also think he looks at this team this past year and goes, well, maybe I don't need to pay a guy $720 million to get to where I need to go.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
Maybe. I don't know. Maybe I'm crazy, and maybe I'm thinking Steve Cohen's like, this is great. We got to the NLCS. I didn't even, you know, bring in a player of that caliber this past offseason. We kind of did the bargain basement thing, and it worked. And now I'm going to go out and get this $720 million player. And look at us. We're going to go win the World Series.
But they still had their infrastructure. They had their starting catcher, starting shortstop, starting second baseman, starting first baseman. They had their brand-new rookie third baseman. They had their center fielder. They had their left fielder and their right fielder. I mean, they had all those players who were here last year.
Yeah.
You know, so they had good players that, you know, just... Really, the big problem for them last year was, you know, their starting pitching was a disaster. And they ended up catching lightning in a bottle, as they say, with their starting pitching this year.
Let's go to, Anthony in Belleville. What's going on, Anthony?
Over at GOO.
Yeah, Anthony, what's happening, my brother?
Oh, yeah. Congratulations to Donald Trump. And I'd like to say one thing to Brian Cashman there.
Yes.
Make the Yankees great again. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
How about that?
How about finding some baseball players that could actually play baseball?
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.